Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into a really fascinating and fundamental topic in physics, force. Now, you might be thinking, what's so special about a push or a pull? Well, it turns out that forces are everywhere and they're responsible for pretty much everything that happens in the universe, from the planets orbiting the sun to you simply picking up a pen. So, why does understanding force matter? Because it's the key to understanding motion, how things move, why they change their movement, and even why they stay still. It's like learning the alphabet before you can read a book. Force is the alphabet of physics. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is a force? In simple terms, a force is just a push or a pull. It's something that can make an object start moving, stop moving, speed up, slow down, or change direction. Think about it. When you push a door open, you're applying a force. When you pull a wagon, that's a force too. Now, forces can be categorized in a couple of main ways. We have pulling forces, which are also called attractive forces, like when a magnet pulls on a piece of iron. And then we have pushing forces, which are also called repulsive forces, like when you try to push two magnets with the same poles together, they push each other away, right? This leads us to a very special kind of force that affects everything with mass, gravity. Gravitational force is that invisible pull between any two objects that have mass. It's what keeps your feet on the ground and it's what keeps the moon orbiting the Earth, and the Earth orbiting the sun. Sir Isaac Newton gave us a brilliant way to understand this force with his universal law of gravitation. It basically says that the strength of this gravitational pull depends on two things: how massive the objects are, and how far apart they are. The more massive the objects, the stronger the pull. And the farther apart they are, the weaker the pull. In fact, the force decreases with the square of the distance. So if you double the distance, the force becomes four times weaker. Pretty neat, huh? This law is expressed with a formula backslash, F equals backslash frac, gm1m2, d squared, backslash. Here, backslash, F backslash, is the gravitational force, backslash, G backslash, is a special constant called the universal gravitational constant, it's a tiny number, backslash, 6.67 backslash times 10 caret, minus 11, backslash, that tells us how strong gravity is fundamentally. Backslash, M1 backslash, and backslash, M2 backslash, are the masses of the two objects, and backslash, D backslash, is the distance between them. Now, let's talk about gravity specifically as it relates to Earth. Gravity is just the Earth's gravitational pull on an object. And because of this pull, objects near Earth accelerate. We call this the acceleration due to gravity, and we represent it with the letter backslash, G backslash. On Earth's surface, backslash, G backslash, is approximately backslash, 9.8 backslash, backslash text, M slash S, caret 2 backslash. This means that for every second an object is falling, its speed increases by about 9.8 meters per second. Interestingly, the value of backslash, g backslash, isn't the same everywhere. It depends on the Earth's radius, so it's slightly different at the poles compared to the equator, and it also decreases as you go higher up. And of course, backslash, g backslash, is different on other planets because they have different masses and radii. This brings us to a really important distinction, mass versus weight. You might use these words interchangeably, but in physics, they're quite different. Mass is a measure of how much stuff or matter is in an object. It's an intrinsic property and it stays the same no matter where you are in the universe. Your mass is the same on Earth, on the moon, or in outer space. It's measured in kilograms. Weight, on the other hand, is a force. It's the force of gravity pulling on an object's mass. So, your weight depends on the acceleration due to gravity, backslash, g backslash. That's why your weight would be much less on the moon than on Earth, even though your mass is the same. Weight is measured in newtons, the unit of force. Here's a quick way to remember.